So did you guys watch that video I sent you?
I actually didn't. Fuck.
It's
yeah, I watched it.
Do you know about five-ish?
Nick, you
Felix?
Shouldn't let people know about this.
Oh no, what is
honestly, it's so bad.
I don't know if they're
what's
Hasidic
five-ish?
Or Orthodox, but
they're modern Orthodox. They're for sure.
The modern Orthodox, and it's clearly in New Jersey. It's like T-neck
it
or something.
It sucks.
It's this.
It sucks so bad.
It's like Hasidic Jewish group created like a children's television show called Five-ish.
And where could it go wrong? Where could it go wrong from
and,
here?
Yeah. It is unreal. I could not fucking believe that they would do this shit. I mean, I'll just show Felix, and okay. then you can, I will just listen to you react to what the fuck this is that they made this.
Now, Felix, you react.
Felix is, yeah, this is like
this
a.
This is a Felix reacts.
It's like a two girls, one cup.
Okay, so I'm seeing a dollar bill.
No, Felix. A $5 bill.
Oh, no.
Because his name is Five-ish.
Five-ish is a fucking dollar bill. It's money.
Anthropomorphized $5 bill chasing and hanging out with and hugging children. This is like if the expendables of anti-Semitism came together make something to make fun of Jews.
That's unbelievable.
They would make this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, I'm seeing a clown. Oh, no.
No. It's a $5 bill. No.
And I sat and I watched this whole 30-minute episode.
Yeah, I watched the song. I didn't watch the rest of
if
it.
If you'd believe me, it gets even worse.
What's the plot? Okay. Just break it down the plot.
I mean, he just has him get ready for Shabbos or whatever. And fucking, like, at one point, he's like, hold on, I got to take a phone call.
When it hits $40, just dump it all. Just dump it all. Sell it. Sell,
well,
sell,
right,
sell.
Donnie.
And he's like, what's that? Sell. When it hits $40, sell.
Shut
just sell it
up.
All.
Well, why don't you just go remind him who put him in office? Okay.
He's like, well, maybe you should remind him who put him in office.
That's funny. And that's just funny. That's good tight comedy, right?
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I mean, I guess it's like if you're having a sense of humor.
I'll be at the island as soon as I wrap this up.
Yeah. What if
I'll get on the plane? No problem.
It's of course I didn't go to work that day. It's almost it's just Alan Dershowitz. I've never had sex with somebody outside my family.
I didn't even enjoy the penis massage. That's why she had to use her mouth to do it.
There's nothing.
I don't like fucking children, but if I have to, like any American, I will.
There's nothing sexual about my dinners with my niece.
We were talking about red light traffic, red light camera laws.
This is like, that's how I feel about Dershowitz. Like, I feel like Tucker has Alan Dershowitz on to like make people more anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
he's incredible.
Most people who watch Tucker like have met like one or two Jews in their life, and it's like you see this guy on TV, and it's like, all right, here's the ugliest and most annoying man you've
of
ever seen.
Yep.
And he's just...
Who was a pedophile.
Right, and he's on TV to be like, it's anti-Semitic to not go on vacation to Israel every single year of your life. And, I mean, I guess Five-O, there's more like joie de vivre in it.
Five-ish,
than Alan Dershowitz's TV appearance.
Five-ish is sure. Almost as if the creators of Wonder Shows and just got too into like Stormfront.
Right, yeah.
And they're
right,
we're going to anonymously make this thing.
It's incredible.
This is the best thing I have ever tasted.
Oh,
it's a child's penis.
Why don't you and then you can have some then. Oh, we'd love to have more Shabbos guests, wouldn't we, boys?
Really?
Really?
What?
Great. It's settled then. In addition to our surprise guest, the fire chief and his officers will be our Shabbos.
We'll be coordinating with them to make sure that the right ones die in the towers.
I don't, like, someone...
I mean, just imagine, like, the Jews walking into the costume-making shop being like, we need the big money costume. The guy being like, I don't want to get fired.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I mean, it's fucking insane.
And we're going to need it for a good price. Imagine, they haggled over the making of an anthropomorphized $5
bill.
Like,
it would be almost as offensive as like a show for black children where they talk to like a gun.
Yeah.
Like a fucking...
Yeah.
What's up?
A bucket of chicken in the gun.
My name is Robbery the 9mm. Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Is the pussy fat?
Put you on there, that pussy fat, I ain't money. Boy, you know what I do, man.
Time to go.
Sorry, kids.
Time to go rob Five-ish.
Time to go pay rent to Five-ish and rob his ass.
You're long awaited, Ladushka spies.
So is Five-ish, I have some questions about Five-ish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Five-ish, like, is it like a Calvin and Hobbes thing where the children are just so excited imagining this big piece of money? Or does he, like, interact with adults?
He interacts with adults. That was him talking to the fire department.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
My understanding is that Five-ish is a single man that invites children over to his house to have dinner. For Shabbos.
That's good.
And then he chases them around.
I mean, you know, we have
Nick
like...
hasn't gotten to the what happens when he catches him, but...
Yeah, I couldn't stomach the watch that far.
There's another one that's equally...
I guess the time has come. Okay, everyone, I'll give you a hint with this little riddle. I look forward to the visits from this relative all week. She's an older, wiser Five-ish, and she may just pinch my cheek. She's...
Bubby.
My Bubby!
Now, nice, calming down. Don't being such a dumb.
It's a purse.
Well,
Five-ish who?
After all we've learned together today, I bet you all can figure it out. The most special Shabbos guest we seek shall
be. It's not a purse, but guess what they did. So look at this.
Interesting.
So what they do is he's like, it's my Bubby. And then they cut to the Bubby, which is just a purse on the hand of the $5 bill costume coming through the door with a cane because they didn't want to spend the money on a separate costume with a Bubby cap. They didn't want to create a Bubby character.
Respect.
They didn't want to.
So it's another Five-ish. Okay.
Well, they probably
they didn't even give her a wig.
It's the same Five-ish.
They didn't even give her a wig.
No, because it's behind a door. It's just coming through the door.
That's all.
So it's just the hand.
Can you tell me who she is?
Shabbos-a-manga.
Wunderbar! That's right! No. The Shabbos Queen! The Shabbos Hamalka is the real Shabbos Queenish guest we all welcome in each week as the right. sun is
Calm
setting.
Down,
on
I feel
Friday
like
night.
People outside the community should know about this stuff.
I kind of feel like Shabbos Queen.
Adam, we have to shut this down.
I'm kind of.
Who's the Shabbos Queen?
My understanding
so
is,
Shabbos,
is that this is
Shabbos
your version
is like a
of
wedding.
The Irishman. That's Robert De Niro.
No,
and they
no.
used money technology to make him look like a bunch of bills.
I could make Shabbos dinner. I could make that
could
dinner for you.
I could do it for you.
Hello, Five-ish?
Is this Five-ish?
Five-ish, this is Jimmy Hoffa.
I hear you reverse mortgage houses.
Yeah.
I hear you kick families out of their homes.
I hear you kick the blacks out of their homes. Yeah. And then buy the whole townhouse in Bed-Stuy.
You ever hear of subprime lending? Oh, Five-ish.
I have heard of it. Yes, sir, I have.
I could do that to you.
I could do that. I could evict some blacks. Yes, I could do that for you. So that you could get a good deal on a four family
yeah,
home.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not one of those kind of Jews. So I just want to clarify. Yeah, there was another one that was equally bad named Uncle Moishe.
Mm.
Uncle Moishe and the Mitzvah Men.
Okay.
Yeah, and he would do rap songs about keeping kosher and stuff.
It sucks that I'm not allowed to be too excited about this. It's like
you're really restraining yourself.
Well, it's not fair. I didn't do it.
Yeah,
I didn't make this fucking shit.
Right.
And it's like, I...
I know. You wanted to.
Well, you're like... you're
it would be awesome to make this.
Nick watching this shit is like Ross and Band of Brothers seeing the men come back from Europe. It's just the great regret he has in not making a children's TV show where money is friends with these Jewish children. He's just tearfully saluting the YouTube video. Yeah. Knowing
it
that
should have been me! It should have been me!
Oh, Five-ish, jumpin', send rock.